Last Thursday, the Multnomah County Board voted to rescind the county's eviction moratorium, which until then had been the strongest set of protections available for county residents impacted by the COVID-19 pandemic. The county's policy, extended near the end of last year, banned evictions for non-payment of rent until July 2, 2021, and gave renters a further 6 months to pay back any rent due, that's until January 2, 2022. The policy did not require tenants to prove or legally declare an inability to pay due to the COVID-19 pandemic, though it did encourage tenants to pay what they could. Early on in the pandemic, a City of Portland ordinance officially committed the city to piggybacking on whatever policy the county put in place, which extended these protections to people living in parts of Portland outside Multnomah County. The board's vote on Thursday, in the board's terms, aligned the county's timeline with that of the state of Oregon. In December, the Oregon legislature passed House Bill 4401, which extended the statewide moratorium until June 30th of this year, but included no further repayment period. It also required tenants to make a specific legal declaration of their inability to pay rent due to COVID-19 under penalty of perjury, if they wanted to be protected by the moratorium. This is now the policy in Multnomah County, and by extension, the whole city of Portland. Or it will be on February 1st, anyway. The commissioners and some of those giving public comment noted that the county and its contractors had already made a considerable effort to educate residents about the current county eviction moratorium and payback period, hence the 2-week delay of implementation. County Attorney Jenny Madkur argued in favor of rescinding the county policy, saying it would be less confusing for renters, and that the county could create new policies to respond to needs that arise in the future, including a longer moratorium or repayment grace period. During public comment, Marie Allen Clare of the Lentz-based group Oregon Renters in Action spoke in favor of keeping the current policy, citing the possibility of people falling through the cracks.
We get a lot of calls from tenants that are really worried about, one, the declaration of eligibility, because one, a lot of people don't have access to the forms because they don't have internet. And they're very worried, many of them who don't have jobs now, and their companies have went out of business, that at the end of this moratorium, and when people have received the vaccinations and that kind of thing, and we call it into the pandemic, that they still won't have jobs. And even though people really appreciate these temporary measures that kind of put off having to pay back rent, and one, the back rent, they won't be able to cover. And because of the funds that the state allowed, the funds won't cover enough people.
That was Marie Allen Clare of Oregon Renters in Action speaking at last week's county board hearing. Commissioner Sushila Jayapal asked County Attorney Madkur about how the county proposes to respond to the new requirement that renters must declare their hardship under penalty of perjury.
What we're proposing to do is to rescind our ordinance effective February 21st. That means that immediately as of February 21st, if they don't submit the declaration, they are subject to eviction. If we were then to, in March, put back into effect something that says you don't need to have a declaration, in that interim period of time, tenants are still subject to the risk of eviction.
So, possibly. I think the important thing here is that the tenants can put forward that declaration at any time. So even if eviction proceedings have started, they can, at the courthouse, put in that declaration.
Other than the grace period, the other differences, the other sort of weaker protections go into effect immediately. The notion that we can, down the road, change or adopt a new ordinance that puts protections back in place still leaves people unprotected in between.
There is a possibility that that can happen. I think depending on the issue we're trying to solve, we have a lot of legislative tools available to us. So we have options, but there is no doubt that there will be instances where people are in really tight and really tough spots. And I don't know that any legislative scheme, ours or the state's or all of them combined together, are going to be able to fill all of those gaps.
That was County Attorney Jenny Madkour answering Commissioner Sushila Jayapal at last Thursday's Multnomah County Board hearing. At that hearing, the board voted 3-2 to rescind its COVID-19-related tenant protections in favor of a new state policy that does not include a rent repayment grace period and requires tenants to legally declare their inability to pay due to the pandemic. Jayapal was one of the two no votes, along with Commissioner Lori Stegman. Commissioners Sharon Myron and Jessica Vega Peterson, along with Board Chair Deborah Kafuri, voted to rescind. For KABU Evening News, I'm Sam Bowman.